your prescription for freedom and giving you a voice every week. This is Armed American Radio, coming to you from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Now, here's Mark Walters.
In the Crossbreed Holster Studios, a pleasure to have you with me today. Happy Easter to everybody within earshot, from those toasty beaches of South Florida to those crab fishing vessels of Alaska and all parts in between, including parts unknown. It truly is a pleasure to have you here. New listeners in Illinois, new listeners in Kansas, new listeners in California, New Mexico, New York,
what?
Georgia. Oh, baby, we just keep growing, man.
Oh, see, you've been holding out on me.
Yeah. We're like a cancer to the left. Affiliate growth is metastasizing. That's what we're doing here.
Uh-oh.
As we continue to spread freedom across America's airwaves and literally fill your prescription for freedom here on the program. Very proud to be doing that. 5 years, the month of April, next week, brings Armed American Radio to its fifth show, fifth year anniversary, to the date, literally April, I believe April 26th,
you know what's
April
so,
27th.
You know what's so great about that?
What's that?
My birthday is tomorrow, which is the 21st, so I get to celebrate it twice. Thank you.
Yeah, that's true. My wife had a birthday this week. You have a birthday this week. Mine's coming up first week. See, mine's on Cinco de Mayo.
Oh.
For years, I never understood why all the Mexicans were partying. I thought I was just really popular.
Oh, man.
I had no idea. Anyway, I didn't even know what Cinco meant. Mayo meant. I didn't know. I had no idea. That was a long time ago. I figured that out when I was in college, though.
Oh. It's a barbecue day for me, so.
Grilling while armed. You know who we have on the air?
Who?
One of my favorite guests of all time.
Yes.
And you know who it is.
Yes, I love
Because
it.
You made the phone call or got the phone call. Yeah, I know, you know, you're cheating here.
No, yeah, well, I'm trying to, you know.
The godfather of self-defense. The godfather of self-defense. This is Armed American Radio. And I know, you know, for the last year, year and a half, actually really since December of 2012, when the lunatic fringe went absolutely haywire bonkers, exploiting horrible tragedy for their own political gain. Of course, I'm referring to Newtown in December of 2012. Gun control has been on the front lines as a political issue. And the lunatic left fringe actually believes that this is an issue they can run on.
Yes,
and win. And their problem is, and they, you know, I don't know. My saying this isn't going to make a difference. But I'm glad they're continuing to believe their own hype. They're believing their own media when, in fact, it's just preaching to the choir. Mm-hmm. They're hearing their agenda in the press from a liberal, sympathetic media. So continue to believe it. Watch what happens to Bloomberg's $50 million.
Yes.
And his new gun control push leading up to the elections. And where I'm going with this is, you know, it's dominated conversation for a very, very long time, and particularly here, too. It has to. We have to stay on the front of it and ahead of the curve and let you know what's going on. And it's made for some incredible conversation on Armed American Radio. But I love to get back to this, and that is self-defense and the reason we fight for our Second Amendment freedoms. And nobody knows self-defense better than my next guest, Masad Ayoub. Masad, always a pleasure to have you here, my friend. Thank you for joining us.
Hey, Mark. Hey, Sean.
Hey.
Good to be back.
We've had some fun times with you on the program.
It is true.
We've had some classic moments with the beer mug in Pennsylvania and the, you know, the getting mugged and all that. We actually should have played that clip tonight. It would have been great.
Yeah, they'll never remember me for helping win trials. It'll always be beer.
No, we'll talk about winning trials. No question about that.
At the same time, I'll have a beer while we're doing it.
You can do that. I can't. I'll have to live vicariously through you. Let's talk about trials, Masad. Well, let me first off tell new listeners across the country who may not know you, let me introduce you with this, that you wrote what I consider, and many others consider, to be the Bible, really, of self-defense in 1980, a small book called In the Gravest Extreme. Can you paraphrase it for us and let us know what it's about?
Well, it's essentially, up until then, there had been lots of books going back to the 19th century on how to win a gunfight. There had been absolutely nothing about the rules of engagement under the law for armed citizens. And when I was a young kid, 12 years old, carrying a gun in my dad's jewelry store, I remember thinking, you know, when I was talking to the chief of police and the judge and, you know, the lawyers who were his customers and picking their brains on that stuff, and probably the only 12-year-old kid hanging out at the state legal library, I remember thinking somebody ought to write a book about this. And darn it, when I grow up, if nobody's written a book about it, I will. Well, nobody had, so I did.
And it changed everything.
Well, sure did for me. It wound up.
Well, it changed everything for those of us who read the book many years ago. And it brought to light, really, Massad, something that people really never talked about that much, didn't it?
Well, folks, you know, figured life would be a cowboy movie. The bad guy would have a black hat. Everybody could see your white hat that marked you as the good guy. You would shoot him down in the dust at high noon and ride off into the sunset with no repercussions. And sports fans, that just ain't how it works in modern-day America.
No, it doesn't. And we find that out every single day. And a lot has changed since then. And, of course, you penned the book in 1980. In 1987, Florida pioneered what we currently, yeah, I guess it's fair to say it this way. If I'm wrong, please correct me. But Florida pioneered the modern concealed carry movement in the form of the permitting system that we see, really everything else kind of based itself, kind of rolled after that in 1987. Is my assessment right, Massad?
Actually, going back many years prior to that, some states like Washington and the state of New Hampshire had had shell-issue carry. What Florida did was make it mainstream. For many years, the nation had been stagnant in the identical pattern. We had one state where you did not need a permit to carry, Vermont. You were simply forbidden to do so if you had felonious intent or had been adjudicated mentally incompetent. The majority of states that had a permitting process, it was may issue, which in altogether too many of those jurisdictions became a code word for we'll give you the permit if you're white, male, rich, and politically connected.
California.
And oh, yeah, very much so. New York, certainly New Jersey, Maryland. And what happened, and don't forget also, we had during those many, many years, seven states where there was absolutely no provision for the private citizen to carry a loaded concealed firearm outside their home. 1987, Marion Hammer's group, Unified Sportsmen of Florida, when they kicked the state of Florida from countywide may issue to statewide and later non-resident shall issue, it was an absolute paradigm changer. State after state followed that model. State after state had the exact same experience. None of the blood they predicted would run in the streets did. The violations by the permit holders were infinitesimally small. And most of those tended to be simply people not yet used to carrying a gun, forgetting that they had their 32C camp and their attaché case when they went to the airport.
Minor mistakes, and I believe, I think we went through these numbers a couple of weeks ago with Sean Carana from Florida Carry, but 2 million permits issued, 1.4 million, I believe, now active in that vicinity, somewhere in that ballpark, and less than 300 or 400 permits since that time, Massad, revoked for any criminal reason. That's astonishing.
Yeah, if you think about it, you compare it to the general population, and it means concealed carry permit holders may well be the single most law-abiding subset of society.
Yeah, and I don't have the statistic with me.
The clergy.
I don't have the statistic with me, but I believe the law-abiding concealed carry permit holder has been found to commit a crime, however that's defined, in far less frequently than law officers.
That's my understanding as well.
It's we'll have to find those numbers, Sean. Maybe we can dig those numbers out. If anybody out there has those figures, shoot them over to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. We'll be more than happy to credit you with it, and we'll read those numbers out on the air while we have Massad on the program. Well, since that time, Massad, you know, I remember back late 1980s, mid 1980s, when I bought my first little gun, and I bought it at a little shop. About a little 25 Raven semi-automatic. You remember that?
You got to start somehow.
Got to start somewhere, and it was right when I got out of college, and I bought that first handgun because I worked in some very bad areas, in some pretty nasty parts of some big cities. And that gun didn't come with a permit, didn't have to register it. I stuck it in my pocket. It rode in my briefcase. It rode in my coat pocket. It rode in my glove box and in my console, and I felt comfortable knowing I had it when I went into some bad areas. When I come back with Mossad, we'll talk about how things have morphed and how they've changed and why maybe some of the guns in the Gravest Extreme might be a little bit dated, but the material itself, all relevant to today and self-defense. We'll continue the conversation right after this.
Even in a clear-cut case of self-defense, a single bullet could cost you more than you think. As a responsible American, you shouldn't have to fear unjust prosecution for using your gun in self-defense. That's why the USCCA Self-Defense Shield is here for you. The most comprehensive insurance-backed protection to help you take control and eliminate the threat of legal and financial ruin when you're forced to defend your loved ones. As a USCCA member, your Self-Defense Shield coverage will give you up to $600,000 to help you get the expert defense you deserve. This member benefit is backed by an A-rated insurance company. Your membership also includes a subscription to Concealed Carry Magazine, all for as little as $12 per month. Your membership is 100% risk-free thanks to our bulletproof 365-day money-back guarantee. Visit carry123.com to learn more and get a free 24-page concealed carry guide. Visit carry123.com and take control today. That's carry123.com.
The Galco SC2 is the perfect concealed carry holster for all seasons. The SC2 is lightweight and comfortable with a snap-on design that allows the holster to attach and detach from your belt without removing the belt itself. Constructed of premium saddle leather, the SC2 utilizes a reinforced thumb brake strap for added retention. Check out the Galco SC2 for semi-automatics and double-action revolvers. Galco, for those who demand the best and know the difference. To order, visit galcogunleather.com.
Ever wish you could find a concealed carry holster that allows wearing the clothing of your choice with absolutely no restrictions on body movements? A concealed carry holster that provides such deep concealment that no one will know you're carrying unless you tell them. The world-famous Smart Carry Holster does just that, while providing complete invisibility, total comfort, and freedom of movement, even when carrying a full-size handgun. Make your gun disappear in total comfort today. Visit smartcarry.com now.
Armed American Radio has joined forces with Gander Mountain and Gander Mountain Academy Firearms Training Centers. Gander Mountain is America's largest retail network of outdoor supply stores and one of the nation's largest retailers of firearms and shooting supplies. Staffed with world-class instructors, virtual shooting ranges, indoor live fire ranges, and 180 and 300-degree simulators, Gander Mountain Academy provides the ultimate firearms training experience. For a list of locations, visit gandermountain.com/academy now.
Finally, ladies and gentlemen, a 22 Magnum pistol with a 30-round capacity magazine. You heard me right. The Kel-Tec PMR-30 is a lightweight, full-size pistol chambered in 22 Magnum with a double-stack magazine. With a crisp single-action pull and fiber-optic sights, the Kel-Tec PMR-30 is perfect for small game or target shooting. To see it for yourself, visit KelTecWeapons.com. That's KelTecWeapons.com, K-E-L-T-E-C, weapons.com.
Car Arms introduces the new addition to their double-action micro-compact pistol line, the CW380, with a 2.5-inch barrel, an overall length under 5 inches, and standing under 4 inches tall. The CW380 weighs just 10.2 ounces, making it the perfect choice for lawful concealed carry. The micro-compact CW380 allows rapid-fire follow-up shots with little recoil and retails for under $420. The new CW380 from Car Arms. Carry one today.
Known as a bad-to-the-bone fighter with a rebel soul and a rock-and-roll attitude, the Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is destined to be a classic. Designer Ernest Emerson says the Roadhouse is one of his best designs ever. Just like a chopped Harley, it's low-slung and ready to roar. It feels like you've just dropped the clutch and it's ready to jump out of your hand. The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is a must-have tactical folder. Visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
We'll be right back.
segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by G-Code Holsters. To carry your gun in a G-Code holster, visit tacticalholsters.com. Now, here's Mark Walters.
Welcome back to the Crossbreed Holster Studios. I'm talking with Masad Ayoub, who is an internationally known firearms and self-defense instructor. He's taught police techniques and civilian self-defense to both law enforcement officers and private citizens. That private citizens, liberals, that's just me and you. In numerous venues since 1974, he was the director of the Lethal Force Institute in Concord, New Hampshire, from 1981 to 2009, and now directs the Masad Ayoub Group, MAG. Ayoub has appeared as an expert witness in several trials. He has served as a part-time police officer in New Hampshire since 1972 and holds the rank of captain in the Grantham, New Hampshire Police Department. Masad, welcome back. A pleasure, my friend.
Thank you, brother. And that said, since you mentioned my department, I have to say that anything I say here will be strictly personal opinion and not necessarily reflective of department policy.
Thank you very much. We appreciate that very much. Now, Masad, I said prior to the break that some of the hardware may have changed a little bit. People are carrying more than just a revolver now, is what I meant by that. People are carrying all different types of firearms now. But the principles of self-defense, have they changed at all?
You know, the use of deadly force and self-defense law is probably one of the most mature bodies of law that there is, Mark. It's also one of the most homogenous. The laws that govern the carrying and possession of firearms will vary among the 50 states, but the laws of their use of self-defense are virtually identical state to state.
Okay, that's a subject of great confusion when you get into some of the forums and when you read all of the gun magazines and when you hear about the different trainers and the different techniques and so forth that people teach. But the laws themselves is what you're referring to, correct? And that is the basic law of self-defense.
Where people get confused, this is the time of the Internet, and the guiding phrase is show me the link. People will do one Google search. They can't find what they're looking for, and they go on the forum and say, oh, my God, my state does not have castle doctrine. Uh-huh. I am doomed, and I must flee from my house if bad guys invade. And they don't realize you have to look for these things in probably three different places just to start. First, there is what's called colloquially the black letter law, the statutes and the codes of the given state. But then you also have to start looking at the case law, the decisions of the appellate courts over that particular state, which will bind judges in that state. And the third place that you want to look is the recommended jury instructions for that state on issues varying from requirement to retreat to, let's say, disparity of force. And you'll find there is no state where you are required to flee your home when bad guys kick down the door. Even the states that do have a retreat requirement in public never require you to retreat unless you can do so in complete safety to yourself and others. Now, the Stand Your Ground laws that have been passed in Texas and Florida, most conspicuously, and some other states, have rescinded the retreat requirement even in public. That is certainly a benefit to the person who stands accused, because it simply gives the other side less to argue about against them. It is a tremendous moral victory for the armed citizen. But in essence, given that none of the decent people listening to you would have killed a man if they could have simply walked away in complete safety to themselves and others, it has not really changed the true rules of engagement.
And that is the basic tenet of self-defense itself, correct?
Essentially, it's self-defense if you have to do it because you're in immediate, otherwise unavoidable danger of death or great bodily harm, crippling injury, to yourself or another person you have the right to protect.
And this is a subject that, oh my gosh, yeah, I came to tell you how much of this, you know, you mentioned the Internet, and I did as well on some of the forums, and you see that IANL, I am not a lawyer, but, and then somebody goes on and gives, you know, a two-page dissertation of what they would do in that circumstance, and all of a sudden, that because that person has been seeing 57,612 posts, which means he's been living on the internet far too long. Okay? That's the guy you don't want to listen to.
That's true.
But that is. It permeates the internet. And Mossad, they're really now, as you know, and I'll enlighten listeners to my predicament many years ago in Tampa, Florida. I pulled my firearm on two individuals who were attempting to take a car, or it appeared to be at that moment in time, off my front left bumper when they stopped traffic at a light when it turned red. They stopped directly in front of me, could not get into the vehicle off of my front left bumper, and immediately turned their attention towards me. One of the individuals did, at which point I drew my firearm and never had to fire a shot, and ended that incident in what seemed like hours, took seconds, you know, probably 30, 40 seconds, if that. And that decision was made by me really on the fly instantly. And I could have squeezed the trigger at Mossad, but I didn't. And I often reflect back at why I didn't. It's almost impossible for me to say why I didn't now. But this is a decision, a life and death decision that people make. And sometimes it's not too clear, is it, like they like to tell us in the forums, right?
Well, we have to have analyzed the thing beforehand, because when it happens, it's going to happen too fast to figure it out then. You have to know where the demarcation lines are. The standard is not, is this the point where I can shoot him? The standard is this the point where I must shoot him?
Mm-hmm. And that means what? If you're going to teach that in the MAG-20 class, what does that mean?
It means if you don't shoot, you and yours are very likely to be killed. The yardstick against that which that will be judged is centuries old from the English common law. It used to be called the reasonable man doctrine, and today it's called the reasonable prudent person doctrine. And it's essentially a three-pronged test. It says, what would a reasonable prudent person have done in the same situation, knowing what you, the defendant, knew? So prong one, what would you do if you're prudent and reasonable? You're a logical, cautious individual, not some bloodthirsty vigilante. Number two, in the exact same situation, not some fantasy that opposing counsel dreamed up to inflame a mob to lynch you, but what the facts and evidence, what the testimony and evidence show was the actual situation you were facing when that gun came out and when you had to pull the trigger. And finally, knowing what you, the defendant, knew. There has been, we have generations now, Mark, as you know better than anyone, of the giant media blitz and politician blitz that has demonized gun owners and utterly falsified the concepts of self-defense that all of us work under. Mm-hmm. They've convinced a large part of the nation that the stand your ground law means racist white people can
shoot first. The shoot first law. Yeah. Right.
All they have to do is utter the magic words, I was in fear of my life, and they will get away with it. Of course, anyone who lives in the courts knows that it's just the opposite. One thing you'll notice in the the best statistical study I've seen of the Stand Your Ground hearings in Florida since the 776-12 series came into the Florida statutes was done by the Tampa Bay Times. Mm-hmm. They followed every single case in the state of Florida where the Stand Your Ground hearing has been invoked. And they found, among other things, a slightly higher percentage of African-American defendants were released and cleared under Stand Your Ground than were Caucasian.
I read that just that series just yesterday in preparation of my conversation with you, and that's absolutely correct. We'll see if we can find the website. Mossad Ayoob comes back. We're going to look at some specific cases, some real cases, and find out what maybe you would have done with Mossad Ayoob right after this.
Even in a clear-cut case of self-defense, a single bullet could cost you more than you think. As a responsible American, you shouldn't have to fear unjust prosecution for using your gun in self-defense. That's why the USCCA Self-Defense Shield is here for you. The most comprehensive insurance-backed protection to help you take control and eliminate the threat of legal and financial ruin when you're forced to defend your loved ones. As a USCCA member, your Self-Defense Shield coverage will give you up to $600,000 to help you get the expert defense you deserve. This member benefit is backed by an A-rated insurance company. Your membership also includes a subscription to Concealed Carry Magazine, all for as little
total is $12 per month. Your membership is 100% risk-free thanks to our bulletproof 365-day money-back guarantee. Visit carry123.com to learn more and get a free 24-page concealed carry guide. Visit carry123.com and take control today. That's carry123.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Walters here to tell you about three powerful DVDs for your personal firearms defense training. The Personal Defense Video Series presents the new standards of essential training you need to help protect yourself and your family. You'll discover the most effective strategies from Rob Pincus and the Personal Defense Network instructors. In these DVDs, they'll demonstrate advanced pistol handling techniques, including 360-degree presentation from a holster and a great technique for reloading during a critical incident. You'll also discover home defense tips, like tactical movement throughout your house, and in defensive firearms use in public, discover some realistic scenarios that reveal how you should react to such things as distractions and shooting in defense of others. To order this powerful 3-DVD set for 50% off the everyday price, visit armedamericandvdoffer.com right now. You'll receive your 3 DVDs for only $29.95 plus shipping and handling. Go to armedamericandvdoffer.com, armedamericandvdoffer.com. Do it now.
Hi everyone, I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.com. NRAHQ.org.
Small, fast, and reliable. Introducing the new CCP, the ultimate 9mm concealed carry pistol from Walther. The CCP's innovative soft coil gas technology softens recoil and allows easy slide manipulation for greater control and accuracy. The small size, ergonomic grips, and lightweight make the Walther CCP both easy to shoot and comfortable to carry. The Walther CCP. Learn more at WalterArms.com. Known as a bad-to-the-bone fighter with a rebel soul and a rock and roll attitude, the Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is destined to be a classic. Designer Ernest Emerson says the Roadhouse is one of his best designs ever. Just like a chopped Harley, it's low-slung and ready to roar. It feels like you've just dropped the clutch and it's ready to jump out of your hand. The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is a must-have tactical folder. Visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
This segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by the Gun Owners of America, America's no-compromise gun lobby. Become a member today. Visit gunowners.org. Join them, folks. I did. Welcome back.
Welcome back indeed. And make sure to also check out our great friends at armsroom.com. Armsroom.com. I have their Scout Package, AR-15. Absolutely phenomenal. I'll be picking up one of the AR-15 pistols in the next few days, and I'll let you know how that bad boy shoots.
AR-15 pistol. I got to have one of those.
Everybody's got to have one of those.
That just sounds nice.
Yeah, I have one now, and I love it, really? And I'm really looking forward to comparing with what I currently have. So I'll let you know as soon as I get there. But you can visit them at armsroom.com. Listen, they help support us. Orlando 660, they're down in your neck of the woods. If you can make it into the shop, by all means, please do. Anybody else in the country, visit armsroom.com. It's folks like that that get this radio show into wherever it is you are listening, into whatever means you're picking us up from coast to coast. Welcome back to the program. I'm joined by Masad Ayoub, good friend of mine, means he's a really good friend of yours. Masad, welcome back.
It is good to be back.
All right, let's talk some specific. Let's. This is kind of fun. People like to hear this. Ladies and gentlemen, if you carry a firearm for self-defense, these are things you need to hear. And I can't think of anybody better than to bounce these real-life scenarios off of than Masad Ayoub and let you get the benefit of listening literally to the response from the godfather of self-defense himself. Masad, you're familiar with the terrible story down in Houston, Texas, of the man who shot the boyfriend of his daughter.
Yes.
In the middle of the night. That's a terrible story, terrible, awful, god-awful story, particularly those of us with kids, my gosh. Can't imagine that. There are now calls for, you know, from the victim, victim's family to charge the daughter and so forth. This is a situation, though, that applies with Castle Doctrine Law, and you mentioned it before the break, and that was what you know at the time, correct? Can you walk us through this case as to, and give us your perspective on this so we can kind of put ourselves in that scenario?
Essentially, as I understand it, the man in question hears alarming sounds coming from his teenage daughter's bedroom. Arms himself, opens the door, and finds his daughter in bed with the young man. He asks, "Who is this?" or words to that effect. The daughter, apparently panicked, afraid she's violated family values and is going to get in trouble, advises her father to the effect that it's a stranger. The father ends up shooting and killing the boy, who turns out to be her boyfriend, visiting her surreptitiously. So it's certainly a tragedy on both sides. Basically, under the standard of what would a reasonable and prudent person have done in that situation, knowing what he knew, if he believed his daughter was in deadly danger from a rapist in the act, the act of rape in and of itself penetrates the body, threatens the individual, and does warrant a deadly force response, either by them or on their behalf, if tactics seem to indicate. We do not know yet if the boy made any panicked movement that might have appeared to be him going for a weapon or attempting to harm the girl. There's just a great deal more that's going to have to come out on that.
All right, no, this goes back to what we had discussed in the first segment with you, and that is that all 50 states have you do not have a duty to retreat in all 50 states in your home. And this particular case, this individual thought, and this is why he wasn't charged from what we know so far, was it all boils down to what he knew at that moment in time, doesn't it, Masad?
It does. Now, there are some details there, and there are some exceptions to Castle Doctrine. An invited guest in the home does actually share the Castle Doctrine.
Right.
And therefore, one resident or invited guest in the home against another, the rights of the one essentially balance and cancel the rights of the other in that respect. What I think this is going to come down to, Mark, is going to be in this tragic confluence of circumstances, in those very fast-breaking seconds, what would the reasonable, prudent person have believed, given the input that man had at the time he pulled the trigger?
And I believe we've seen an indication of that by virtue of the fact that the man was not charged by authorities. However, it is being looked at. So I guess we'll just report back on that when we have more information.
I think you can expect it to go in front of a grand jury that is pretty much par for the course in the state of Texas.
Okay.
The grand jury will hear the testimony and hopefully will determine whether or not they need to issue a true bill and it needs to go to trial.
Masad, is this the type of case where you would be called to act in act as an expert witness?
I've never had one quite exactly like that, but mine do tend to be primarily deadly force cases.
Okay. All right, let's move on to, I want to talk with you. I have not had an opportunity to discuss this with you, so I'm looking forward to it. And that is the highly publicized case of the movie theater shooting down in Tampa, which literally occurred in my old neighborhood. I would have, had I gone to see that movie that day, I would have been in that theater. Let me put it that way. And this is the individual who was texting in the movie theater, was shot dead with one shot by the 70-plus-year-old retired officer of the Tampa PD, whose son, incidentally, is an active-duty Tampa PD officer. And Masad, you're familiar with the case?
Only roughly. I have no involvement in it and okay. Don't know any more than what's been in the papers.
Okay. Nobody deserves to die for texting. And Masad, what I wanted to get was your opinion on this. And if I'm wrong and you want to shoot me down, I beg you to do it. People need to hear the response. I made some comments on the air when that story first broke a few months back. That, and I was not blaming the victim. However, we propose on this program to avoid conflict at all cost. You do not know who's around you. Is that a true statement, Masad?
It is. It is. part of what the law requires of all of us is what's called the mantle of innocence. For us to be justified in using force in self-defense on another, we cannot have provoked it. We cannot have kept the ball rolling when it might have lay within our power to just break things off and end the conflict earlier.
Here's what I'm talking to people about relative to avoiding conflict. Armed, unarmed, it makes no difference. In today's day and age, you just don't know who is around you. And I made some comments about, had this young man removed himself from that theater to text and not texted in that theater, my bet was that he would be alive today. And I'm not blaming the victim. Nobody deserves to die for being for texting in the movie theater. However, am I wrong in asserting that this, you know, you've got to use your head here in today's environment, being that you just do not know who's around you, to avoid conflict if it's at all possible? And in this case, it seems to me it was possible.
Well, common sense and logic and reason and prudence tell us don't do things we know will provoke others. Now, in that case, Mark, the comments that you made were months ago when only one side of the story had been told.
Right.
The public was led to believe he was shot for texting and for throwing popcorn at the old gentleman. What has turned out since is the defense is claiming that as the situation escalated, the younger man, the man who wound up being killed, who both were big men, but the younger man was much, much larger than the retired officer, took a, apparently, the throwing of the popcorn wasn't just, you know, throwing popcorn puffs at the guy. Apparently, there was a swing involved, and the, according to the defense, the telephone he had been texting on was in his hand when he struck the older man in the face. The older man describes feeling a very hard blow, believing that he's under assault with some type of a bludgeon-like weapon. And at that point, his police training kicked in, and he made the decision to draw his concealed pistol and fire the one shot.
All right, and this again, ladies and gentlemen, is the best way to win a gunfight is to avoid the damn thing at all cost. Never, ever, ever. We teach preparation, avoidance, and awareness on this program all of the time. Prepare to avoid by being aware. My gosh, don't put yourself in that situation. We don't have enough time to go into the next scenario with you, Masad. So what we'll do is we'll carry it over into the break. Sean, how's my timing? Am I right on that assessment?
Yes, sir.
Okay, very good. So what we'll do when we come back, Masad, is talk with you about when we'll close out the... God, I can't believe the hour's already flown by. Man, oh, man, I could keep you another 2 hours as well, just like I could Sheriff Mack. But what we'll do when we come back is talk with you a little bit about some of what you teach in your courses and where people can find that information and take some of your classes. This is Armed American Radio. I'm Mark Walters. We'll be back right after this with the godfather of self-defense, Masad Ayoub. Do not go away.
Hi, everyone. I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.com. NRAHQ.org.
Old Faithful holsters, designed to be as reliable as their Yellowstone National Park namesake. Made from the highest quality American leather and ultra-strong kydex, we use only the most durable materials available and put our 50-year warranty where our mouth is. Have a gun you'd love to carry but can't find a holster? Purchase one of our holster kits and build it yourself. To purchase a fully assembled holster for your carry gun or to build one yourself, visit OldFaithfulHolsters.com now.
The Magnum Research Baby Desert Eagle family of handguns. Excellent handgun protection with plenty of firepower. With a crisp double-action, single-action trigger pull. And available in 9mm, 40 Smith & Wesson, and 45 ACP. The Baby Desert Eagle handgun line comes in several barrel lengths. And your pick of steel or polymer frame. All models come with slide-mounted decocking safety, upgraded fixed combat sights, and several models feature tactical rails. Visit MagnumResearch.com or your local dealer today.
Small, fast, and reliable. Introducing the new CCP, the ultimate 9mm concealed carry pistol from Walther. The CCP's innovative soft coil gas technology softens recoil and allows easy slide manipulation for greater control and accuracy. The small size, ergonomic grips, and light weight make the Walther CCP both easy to shoot and comfortable to carry. The Walther CCP. Learn more at WaltherArms.com.
Crossbreed Holsters is proud to offer an addition to our already outstanding belt selection. Introducing the Instructor's Belt. Offering the same quality as our original gun belts and dress belts, the Crossbreed Instructor's Belt offers a clean, buckle-less design intended for a sharp and professional appearance. Sturdy, but not stiff, the Instructor Belt provides even weight distribution of your gun and gear and looks as great out on the town as it does on the range. Crossbreed Holsters, often imitated but never duplicated. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The Super Tuck by Crossbreed Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holster available on the market today. Is it any wonder why it's the most copied design on the planet? Used by law enforcement and civilians around the world, the Super Tuck by Crossbreed is adjustable for ride depth and cant. Often imitated, but never duplicated, the Super Tuck holster is available for a wide variety of popular carry guns. For more information and to order your Super Tuck, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
As we all know, the Second Amendment is under attack. It's 2014, that's right, election year. And as a gun owner, I like to keep up with all the political news surrounding the Second Amendment. And the way I do that, IRFnews.com. IRFnews.com is a new concept in news gathering. One place, one stop, see what they're talking about, see what's going on, and protect the Second Amendment. Quite simple, IRFnews.com. And remember, the Second Amendment is not debatable.
Hear previous broadcasts of Armed American Radio and join the blog discussion at armedamericanradio.com or on Facebook at Armed American Radio. Here again, Mark Walters.
50,000 watts of power!
Sandy, man, just sitting here doing something.
50,000 watts of power!
And I heard that. Okay, so I'm going to turn that down. I'm going to ask you to crank that right up. Welcome back to the show.
Woo! I would love to hear that.
The Red Rock will get you watts pumping, of power. And if that doesn't get you one, oh, man, I don't know what will. Whew, maybe a good steak. Ooh, I'm hungry. What can I tell you?
Steak.
Welcome back to the show. Masoud Ayoub, the godfather of self-defense. Always a pleasure to have you here, my friend.
Hey, good to be back, Mark.
What would be better, more Sammy Hagar or a good steak?
We'll leave that up to you, my friend.
I'm thinking the steak.
Yeah, I bet you would. Okay. All right, Masoud, before we change the subject here, were there any other cases that out there that you think people can benefit from hearing about? Those who have made a decision to carry a firearm or maybe considering it?
In the short time we have left, let me just carry on for one moment with the last one we discussed.
Please.
The shooting in the Tampa theater was made out at first to be crazy old man kills poor young man for texting. Then it came out that it had been an argument that, let's say, there was some anger expressed on both sides. Finally, it's been alleged by the defense that the younger, stronger man actually did the first attack, not merely throwing popcorn, but striking the old man in the face with a hard object, which some would construe as assault with a deadly weapon, to wit, a bludgeon. In the state of Florida, physical assault and battery on anyone 65 or over is a felony in and of itself. It happens in the dark. We don't know the exact layout. My understanding was that the man who was shot was in the row in front of the man who fired.
Correct.
Which means he would have been backlit by the screen. and it would have been very difficult for the person in front of him to see what was in his hand, especially after being struck in the head with a hard object, if that is indeed the case. So there are two sides to that, but let's for just a moment, because we have all these people saying, oh, my God, that came because concealed carry allows, you know, a crazy old man to have a gun with him in the perfect safety of a movie theater where they don't need it. Let's just transpose that. Let's take that 71-year-old man who spent his life qualifying on pistol ranges with firearms and transpose him into another movie theater. And let's make that theater the Century 16 in Aurora, Colorado, July 20, 2012. The monster who walked in there that night, we have reason to believe, had canvassed all the surrounding movie theaters where he planned to do the massacre. There were others that were closer to his home. There were others that on that night would have had a more victim-rich environment with many more people for him to kill. But he picked the one that was conspicuously marked as a gun-free zone. What some of us consider to, I don't know about you, when I see gun-free zone, I see a sign that says hunting preserve for psychopathic mass killers. Mm-hmm. He walked in there, he opened fire, and Mark, you know the rest, 82 people shot.
Right.
12 of them killed. Many of the others sustaining permanent injuries from which they'll never be made whole. Suppose there had been a 71-year-old man in there who could have stood up, drawn his pistol, fired one shot, and put it dead center where it needed to go as soon as that man started shooting. Society needs to consider that when they excoriate the armed citizen and follow their politically correct BS agenda of unilateral disarmament.
And you know, Mossad, I think you're absolutely correct. And you know what? Society is seeing that. You know who's not? It's the elitists. It's the media that continues to feed us this garbage. And you know, I couldn't have been more pleased than a couple years ago in Michigan, and a 10-year study was done after concealed carry passed in Michigan, and a couple of the bleeding hearts came out and said, you know what? We were wrong. This law has worked. And they admitted it. And we don't see enough of that. And that's why it's good to hear that come from
you. I know, but yet we are seeing it again and again. The enlightened people who look at things honestly, the current chief of police in Detroit, who began as an anti-gun young cop, didn't touch a gun until he went in the academy,
right,
saw it as a badge of his particular profession and resented any private citizen who would carry one. And when he retired from LAPD, became a chief of police in Maine, and said, what do you mean I have to give a gun permit to anybody with a clean record who asks? And then said, wait a minute. I'm not seeing crimes being committed by these people, and I'm seeing a hell of a lot less crime being committed against them and the other citizens by the criminal element. And by the time he became chief of police in Detroit, one of our most crime-ridden cities, he has publicly come out in mm-hmm. favor of the responsible armed citizen concept.
Yes, he has, and it's great to hear that from him. We've quoted him on this program, and it is fantastic to hear somebody come out and say that, particularly in Michigan. And those words do matter. They don't get a lot of press, as you know, because the mainstream media doesn't want to put that out, but we do talk about it here, and people do listen, and people do hear it. Mossad, golly, we're running out of time, and I hate to do it. It kills me. Sean?
Yes.
Add another hour to the show today, would you please?
Okay.
Contact the network.
I'll call Charlie as we speak.
It's a little bit late. They're probably sleeping.
Well, if I have a few seconds left, Mark, let me sign off with a tip of the hat to my friend Miggy Gonzalez down
please.
In Miami. Miggy's a freedom fighter for the gun owner civil rights movement. He's a man who saw what happened when registration leads to confiscation and then to oppression, first in Cuba. And he saw it again in Venezuela. And I heard you comment earlier in the show about the Bloomberg $50 million for their right. grassroots every town for gun safety. Miggy made a classic statement. He said, $50 million worth of fake AstroTurf still ain't real grassroots.
Boy, isn't that a fact. Mm-hmm. And you know what? Mm-hmm. Let's go one step farther. Bloomberg needs to understand this. You can't buy freedom.
No.
Mayor Bloomberg, and you will soon find out. I'm more than happy to watch that money get flushed. Now, here's what makes me sick, to think of what good you could do with that vast sum of money. What good you could do. Yeah. Instead, you choose to waste yeah. it on a lost cause. And let's prove the lost cause. Mossad, you know, you have some ties up in Chicago. We've got a lot of new listeners in Springfield and in Champaign, Illinois, and a number of other cities right now. Boy, who would have thunk we'd have seen what we're seeing in Chicago now, huh? Go ahead and take it.
Well, two years ago, there was
Illinois,
Illinois saying, oh, we'll never get it. We'll never get it. It's Illinois. And after a long, hard fight by one of the best organized gun owner civil rights movements that our nation has ever seen, they have it. We've already had our first man saved by the pistol he was able to draw and return fire with in Chicago. And I think we are going to see more of that.
Yeah, we definitely are. And it's interesting, too. We will not talk about it. I've gotten emails from some of you. I see your emails. We will talk about it. We just need to let some time go by and some more statistics build. But we're seeing now Mayor Rahm Emanuel's administration begin to fudge some numbers here. You know, they'll do anything they can. They'll do anything they can to make us look bad, even in the face of the lie they're trying to tell us. It's
yeah,
really,
you want to
really
see what the real story is in Chicago, particularly from the eyes of the 10,000 to 13,000 street cops.
You better believe
it. Go to secondcitycop@blogspot.com.
Secondcitycop@blogspot.com. Mossad, very quickly, your website, please.
Sure. Mine is MossadAyoubGroup.com. We offer training around the country. The website will get you to someplace within striking distance of you, wherever you are in the continental United States.
Mossad, thank you very much. We'll be talking with you soon. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the godfather of self-defense, Mossad Ayoub. MossadAyoub.com, MossadAyoubGroup.com. I'm Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom. Thank you, Mossad, for being with us. Remember, I tell you this every week and at the close of every hour. Carry on, carry often, and carry everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. The Roundtable, right after this.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org.
Here I come again now, baby, like a dog in the heat. Tell it to me by the camera now, baby.
Hi, I'm Mark Walters here to tell you about three powerful DVDs for your personal firearms defense training. The Personal Defense Video Series presents the new standards of essential training you need to help protect yourself and your family. You'll discover the most effective strategies from Rob Pincus and the Personal Defense Network instructors. In these DVDs, they'll demonstrate advanced pistol handling techniques, including 360-degree presentation from a holster and a great technique for reloading during a critical incident. You'll also discover home defense tips like tactical movement throughout your house, and in defensive firearms use in public, discover some realistic scenarios that reveal how you should react to such things as distractions and shooting in defense of others. To order this powerful 3-DVD set for 50% off the everyday price, visit armedamericandvdoffer.com right now. You'll receive your 3 DVDs for only $29.95 plus shipping and handling. Go to armedamericandvdoffer.com. armedamericandvdoffer.com. Do it now.
Hi, everyone. I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.nrahq.org.